Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome.
It's that time once again, the best in modern and contemporary jazz. It must be 9 o'clock on a Saturday night on Manx Radio. Jumping in with myself, H.
And me, Chris. Yes, welcome along to this week's show. And can you believe it? We're only a week away from the practices starting. And to prove it, our friends from Gruselek are back on the corner at the Dune. Give them a beep and a wave if you're driving past. Is it just me? Are they making the year shorter these days? Even more exciting for some of us is the fact that next weekend we'll be making our annual pilgrimage to Belgium for the Brussels Jazz Festival. But don't fret, we'll not leave you jazzless. As former Boy Scouts, we'll be prepared with a show in hand and report back after the TT. So, H, what are you packing for the trip? Some sparkling continental releases to get you in festival mood, or some sparkling liver salts to help you survive the onslaught of Belgian beer?
No, just the paracetamol, I imagine. No, we try to be very good these days.
Wisdom
with age and all the rest of it. And always an interesting session. We will report back indeed. Right, what have I got for you today? A couple of newies for me. One from Braithwaite and Katz, who are great supporters of the programme. Bassist composer Bruno Rebug with his 10 Tet. Another one, Aline Forklid and her group. Again, I've not come across her music before, but fascinating stuff. Her group Sol Sol. And also paying tribute to the great, in the smoother world, certainly, and he's played with pretty much everyone, David Sanborn. Sadly, we lost him a few days ago.
And from me, we crossed them thrice. We stormed the Chanel's hideout. We're not on the west side, but that's another story. And we'll start with Beth McKenna's jazz orchestra and Arrival from her jazz suite, Home, Montreal.
Thank you.
the Beth McKenna Jazz Orchestra there with Arrival, the first movement of Home, Montreal, a suite she wrote back in 2015 when she was aged just 25 and with which she won the Prix Opus Concert de l'Année after its premiere, and it went on to be recommissioned to be appear in the Montreal International Jazz Festival 2017. Beth was lucky enough to be mentored during her studies by award-winning composers and band leaders Christine Jensen, who we featured on the show before, Darcy James Argue, ditto, and Jim McNeely and John Roney. And we heard solos there from Rachel Terrien on trumpet, who's a great multi-award winner herself, who we have previously featured, and Beth herself. Great writing and playing, another name to watch.
Another name to watch, and here's another name to watch as well, not in my book hitherto, Elin Forklid, born in the 80s, so yes, relatively, well, I suppose, is that old or young these days? I have no idea. From Sweden, she was a Larsen originally, moved to Stockholm in her 20s to pursue saxophone and jazz studies at the Royal College of Music there, and then for the last 15 years been a prominent voice on the Swedish jazz and improv scene. Started off with her own group originally and gained wide recognition with her first album, Alive and Alive, playing with the Music Board of 2009, and in 2010 awarded Newcomer of the Year by Swedish Jazz Radio. In 2013, started working with the praised Anna Högberg Attack, which is a six-piece band, and today works with her own band. Elin Forklid plays for Train, a quintet which, as you can imagine, does interpretations of John Coltrane's work, and this group, Sol Sol, which she leads and composes for together with the guitar player David Esteganes. And this is the title track of their latest album, Sol Sol, Almost All Things Considered.
We'll be right back.
Yes. Interesting stuff, at the very least. Quite. It's not all heavy, the album, it has to be said like that. There's another track which I almost played called Hello Again, Paul, which I feel without doubt is sort of dedicated to Paul Motion. It's got that very much that feel, that spacious feel of a lot of Motion's music. But that was, like I said, Sol, Aline Forkelid on saxophones, David Stekenes on guitar, Moritz Agnes on double bass, and Anna Lunt, I know her from somewhere, on the drums. All the tracks written by Aline Forkelid, who's been around for quite some time and was actually playing on stage with the Fire Orchestra, I noticed, looking at her track record as well, and has got quite a few albums out under her own name. 2022's What Year Is It? It's claimed in the bump, nailed the pandemic on Newey with its title and surprised many with its at times gentle lyricism. This follow-up is a case of more is more. More free jazz, more distorted guitars and more baritone sax. And I think we got, all of the above on that track. I quite like it, I must admit. I'll definitely listen through to the rest of that track, or at least the rest of that album. Very enjoyable indeed, and like I said, a happy mix. She's played with all sorts of people, as has David Stekenes. He's played with Evan Parker and Barry Guy and Paul Livens and Ken Vandermark and a whole host, and it finds its space somewhere in between a little bit of everything, really. It's part free, part sort of funk, part free improv, part free jazz. Interesting stuff, and thanks very much to Jim at Ampersand for pushing that one in our direction.
Yes, indeed, and certainly tending toward the free side of things. I did wonder, while they're playing that, whether she's any relation to Adam Forkelid, the composer and pianist, as it's a married name, who I've featured a couple of times. Who knows, but it may be that Forkelid is the equivalent of Smith over there. We don't know. Next, a new name on me, but an album that I've been regularly returning to over the last year. Open House by Tom Ollendorf came out in May of last year. His second album with his regular working trio of Tom on guitar, Connor Chaplin on bass and Mark McKell on drums, but adding Ben Wendell as a guest on sax on 4 of the 9 tracks, 5 of which are Ollendorf originals. Let's hear the opener, Three Bridges, with Ben on sax. Thank you. Very nice indeed. The Tom Ollendorf Trio with Ben Wendell on an original tune of Tom's Three Bridges. Tom graduated from the Royal Welsh College of Music after winning the Yamaha Parliamentary Jazz Scholarship back in 2016 and has been touring and recording ever since. Open House is the second album with his working trio, and he's been touring that for the last 3 months, but can also be heard in France over the next couple of weeks with another regular group he's a part of, the Fabrice Tarel Quartet. He's also been working as a sideman with quite a decent list of names: Irie Honig, Bill McHenry, Jeff Simpkins, Hugh Warren, Tim Garland, Natai Herskovitz, and others, and is a regular at the Vortex when he's in London. One to look out for, I think. He has that nice, relaxed yet virtuosic manner of perhaps Matheny or Jim Hall, but I think it'd be really nice to catch him live if you get the chance. He's just released a new solo album on Ubuntu, and I'll be looking out for that.
Yeah, reminds me a bit of Abercrombie as well, listening to that, I must admit. Definitely a bit of Abercrombie about him. And Harry Honig, haven't had anything from him for a while. Always love his album, some cracking ones out. It must be due another one out at some stage. Love to see his group play live as well. You're probably saddened to hear, as I was, of the death of David Sanborn. I think he was 78, passed away a few days ago. Been around for, a goodly number of years, and frankly played with anyone and everyone, both in jazz and in sort of pop and all sorts of other areas as well. You look at the sort of list when you skim through who he's played with: Bruce Springsteen, Aretha Franklin, Sting, The Eagles, Ricky Lee Jones, James Brown, George Benson, Carly Simon, Elton John, Brian Ferry, Rolling Stones, on and on it goes, Eric Clapton, etc., etc. You get the gist. He's played with everyone, quite frankly. Trademark sound on the sax, quite smooth, so it's not going to appeal to everyone. It was a little smooth for my taste, but my lord, you could definitely play into being around the block and back again. In 69, he appeared at the Woodstock Festival with Paul Butterfield Blues Band and then filled the breakfast slot at that festival between Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young and Sha-na-na. And then he also became in the States very popular through the 80s with his appearances in the House Band on Saturday Night Live and Late Night with David Letterman. And he also co-hosted with Jules Holland a series called Night Music, whose guests range from Frontella Bass and Lyle Lovett to Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins. Born in Florida, his parents loved jazz, and one of his early influences was Hank Crawford, would you believe? And then went on to study at the Northwestern University in Illinois and the University of Iowa. And then in the summer of the 60s, attended the National Stage Band Camp in Indiana, where he met other promising teenagers, including some youngster I've never heard of called Keith Jarrett, a vibes player called Gary Burton, and the trumpeter Randy Brecker. Thought we'd hear him in an amazing lineup, really. David on sax, of course. Don Grolnick at the keys. Marcus Miller became a lifelong friend on bass. Hiram Bullock and guitar, Buddy Williams at the drums. We'll be right back. the late, great David Sanborn there in wonderful company, as I say, with Don Grolnick on the keys, Marcus Miller bass, Hiram Bullock guitar, Buddy Williams drums, and just playing that in tribute to David, who passed away a few days ago at the age of 78. And when you think of him, or at least I always think of him with that sort of smooth, very distinctive sound, quite a sort of smooth sound, as I was saying, on the sax. And it's amazing when you look at who he has played with. Back in St. Louis, he spent some time working with the trumpeter Lester Bowie, not known for being too smooth, but very much at the cutting edge and sort of free side of jazz. The drummer Philip Wilson and the saxophonist Julius Hemphill, Oliver Lake and Hamiet Blewett, all very adventurous players who never really went down the sort of more familiar or perhaps mainstream line. And when challenged on his authenticity as a jazz musician, Sanborn often responded that his music came from R&B and gospel as well as jazz, and said it wasn't any one of those things, it was all of them kind of mixed together. And to me, that is the kind of the essence of American music. I wouldn't disagree there.
And to be fair, he had a great catalogue of work, both commercially, obviously as a session man, but also on television work as well. Now, next for me, a track from a new release from bassist Gary Brunton. Gary hails from Burnley and was brought up in Wales, but has lived in Paris since moving there to study at the age of 20 back in 1988 on the recommendation of guitarist Martin Taylor, who he was playing with at the time. So he's been around for a while. Who's he played with? Well, he's played with Scott Hamilton, Pee Wee Ellis, Noyan Lay, Bojan Z, and many others, a fairly eclectic mix. His new release is called Gwarra, that's a Welsh word, so apologies for my pronunciation, and from it, here's Fort Stephen number 5. Thank you. Yeah, got a great groove, that. Fort Stephen No. 5 from Guara, the new release from Paris-based bassist Gary Brunton and his quartet. I think you'll agree there is a great groove to that track. The band are French saxophonist François Jeannot, we've featured him previously, Italian drummer Andrea Micheluti, and young French prodigy Paul Lay on piano, who is replaced on a few tracks by Hungarian Emil Spanier on three tracks on the album. But he's on that one. Many thanks to Rob Adams for sending us a copy. Rob says, Gary initially started out on clarinet and piano, as his father was a clarinetist, and started playing trad with his dad, man, as Bruce used to say, Bruce Turner, before being inspired and attending a workshop with an old friend of the show, guitarist Gary Boyle, and bassist Jeff Klein, both of Isotope fame. Rob first met an 18-year-old Gary at a Mascalero gig in Swansea back in 1986. Rob was the tour manager for the band at that time, and he said the high point of the gig was when ECM legend drummer John Christensen played a drum solo on the wine bottle lined walls of the club. Wish we'd been there to see that. And Rob also said, quite different from their recordings, that Mascalero could really rock out when they wanted to. Thanks to Rob for sending us a copy. Guara, incidentally, means dawn.
Hello, I'm Julia Hultzmann. You're listening to Jumping In with Chris and H.
How about that?
Okay. Thank you.
a taster, as they say, from bassist composer Bruno Rehberg's new album, Evolver, with his 10 tet. Yes, you can guess how many people there are in that one, featuring Walter Smith III on sax. Fine player, he, some cracking albums under his own name. Although, as we say, the one time I saw him live, sadly, disappointing. I'd like to see him again to make amends. I'm sure he just caught him on an off day. And Bruno, again, been around for some time. Steve Ellman in the Arts View says, a bass virtuoso, sophisticated composer and seasoned veteran of jazz. I'll be listening more to this album. Thanks to Braithwaite and Katz for that.
Well, that about wraps it up for this week's show. I did mention we'll be off to Brussels next week and we'll report back later, but the show will still be here, so never fear. We'll leave you with an interesting new release from German double neck guitar maverick Max Kluth, whose collection of instruments would challenge the collections even of McLaughlin or Matheny, often combining instruments or rather necks from totally different cultures, and here perhaps influenced a bit by McLaughlin and Mahavishnu in the first section of the track before moving to his oud neck, as one likes to do. A fascinating combination of musical influences and styles, along with the poetry of Mardia Burchard, who also plays a number of instruments on it. Because of time constraints, the full track will only be for podcast listeners only. Hopefully you can get a taste nonetheless. The album's called Entelecheia, which is a term from Aristotelian for philosophy that describes an individual who carries perfection as a goal within themselves. Well, don't we all? And this is Bernstein. See you next week.
Be good. We're off for the beer.
Bye for now.
fluttering leaves who whisper the story of their birth, their being. Listening to the raindrops falling on them. Mother Nature, you who surround us, you who is in us, you who make life possible through your death and beauty, your love and strength. You, Mother Earth, who give birth to all plants, who let us breathe the green intensity of hope. Floating rivers, singing trees, screaming birds, whistling traffic, fluttering butterflies, flying clouds. To you I will dedicate my breath. Give me the light and the strength. Give me courage and trust to keep on breathing. Dear Earth, sand, water, wind, fire, birds, deer, wolves, thunder, rain, sun, clouds, drops, cells. With you I am one, when my body will be gone. Just breathing, in and out. Till the whole universe will fade in the endless echo of stars.